Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. If you want to do big things in life and business, you have to learn to crush limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are the thing that holds us back from doing the things we want to do in life. So many times we want to start a business. We want to ask out the girl. We want to go whatever it is. And we tell ourselves, I'm not good enough. I don't know how to do it. I can't. I don't have the capability. I don't have enough money. My memory is not good enough. I can't remember names. I can't do this. I'm not a good speaker. I can't do that. I'm not good on camera. Who would want to watch me? Who would want to see my videos? Nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody will take me seriously. Those are all limiting beliefs. They hold us back from doing what we want to do in life. They hold us back from accomplishing the things we want to accomplish. And even more than that, they hold us back from becoming everything God designed us to be. God does not have limits. He is a God who is limitless. And we are created in His image. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, not some things. How many things can you do? All things. I can do all things, not some things, not two things, not one thing, not no thing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things that God gave me the capabilities to do. And even that language can be limiting because God can do so much more in and through us if we give the power over to Him, if we allow Him to use us, to build us up, to become everything He designed us to be. There's another place in the Bible where He says He uses the weak to confound the strong or to defeat the strong. He uses the foolish to confound the wise. God uses the lowly in life to overcome those who think they're in high estate. God uses people who give themselves over to Him, who give up on their limiting beliefs and allow Christ to work in and through us. So what's holding you back? Limiting beliefs can come from things. It comes from our language. It comes from deep within. My dad said, you're not doing it right. You know, you're doing this, but I wish you'd do it that way. I love how you do things, but this would be better this way. And we tell ourselves these things. They can come from other people, but most often they come from ourselves. If we can shift our language, change it from but to and. I'm really great at helping people see their strengths in Christ. If I say, but I don't know how to find those people, then I put a wall around my capabilities. If I say, and I need to learn how to find the people that I can help, that gives me more power to go find people and help them. That gives me a thing to do. Like, okay, now how do I learn how to find those people? If you shift your language, just a small shift. It doesn't have to be a massive shift. Changing a word here and there, just changing little things in the way we speak to ourselves, the things we tell ourselves. It doesn't have to be a massive shift. You don't have to say, I can jump over the moon. I will jump over the moon. I manifest a parking spot. It's not things like that. Those are not the language that's not the shifts that we need, okay? It's not but, change that to and make it something that empowers you to go do it. And also shift can't to won't. Oh, no, I can't make it over there on Friday night. I'm too busy. It's like, no, I have many things going, so I won't come over there on Friday night because I choose to do these other things instead. I choose not to do that thing. Not I can't do it. I choose not to do it. Look for things in your language that just like that, that hold you back. Look for those things, the little words that you're using in the things you tell yourself. Shift that language and watch how you blossom and grow. Do good work.